This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by Sassy Pop Boutique. Sassy Pop is a women's clothing and accessory boutique located inside Mulberry Mill in Dixon, Tennessee. Sassy Pop's fashion professionals help their clients find the right style and fit for all body types and sizes. Whether you are an extra extra small or a 3XL, Sassy Pop Boutique will have you looking your best for all four seasons. Check them out on Facebook at Sassy Pop Boutique and on Instagram at Sassy Pop Boutique Dixon, or browse their website for 24-hour shopping and shipping anywhere in the United States at sassypopboutique.com.
So what were kind of your I know growing a business, scaling it is often, especially in the restaurant industry, especially in, you know, even though it's on the outskirts of Nashville, it's still Nashville, and Bellevue at that time was growing. I grew up out by the Loveless.
Oh, sweet.
Spent my whole, you know, I've only been out here for 8 years. So actually used to work with Tom Morales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I did craft services with him for the Hannah Montana movie one summer. Yeah, so me and Miley Cyrus, I was feeding her gourmet coffee and making her whatever sandwich she wanted.
That's
to
awesome.
Every single
That's
so afternoon funny. On that one. But scaling it, though, I mean, what were some, you know, just some advice to some business owners as well, too, because those are the majority of people that, A, listen, and B, I have on here, and always like to kind of get their advice on. You know, what were some of the steps kind of you would maybe hit some milestones and then think, okay, what do we need to do next? And, you know, I mean, what did that kind of look like?
Well, we always, when we were straight mom and pop, so we didn't have investors or a restaurant group behind us funding things, and we had always told ourselves we don't want to take out like a $500,000 loan to fund this thing, because, you know, the day that it does go, we don't want to be stuck with this, you know, note forever, because if, you know, if it's not sellable, if you don't want to sell it, you know, and we ended up not selling because we wanted to keep the name in case we ever wanted to resurrect it. So we just didn't want to let it go. But we always told ourselves any growth that we do, any new table we buy, any new piece of equipment, if the money's not there, we're not getting it, you know? So save up for it,
any
buy
expansion.
It, you know, any expansion we always did right out of our pocket.
Wow.
And just kind of grew, I guess, you know,
we went through, I guess,
grassroots.
About six layers of expansion while we were there. And, you know, we had, you know, mentors in our life who we would say, sit down with them and say, okay, we see that this is where we're going, but we have a way to get there and a B way to get there. And I will say for us, you know, we rely on prayer a lot in that, but also seeking people who are smarter than us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can truly say, and I think you would agree with me, that I don't feel like in that 9.5 years we ever really made any hasty decisions in growth or doing anything too fast, and it really bit us in the butt. I think just, you know, doing everything with prayer and making sure you got the right people in your corner to help you see things from all angles. And then I think another thing was for us, you know, the not going into debt was huge. We have a friend who started as a catering company and had to have his own business. And we were kind of mentors for a minute to them until he finally decided he didn't want to listen to us anymore. And he decided to go whole hog and got investors and all this stuff. So he went down the road and put hundreds of thousands of dollars into a new business, which the business is doing well.
Unfortunately, and that might be okay for some people.
It hit a bump in the road with, you know, COVID, but it's caused him a lot more headache than
A
lot of stress in their family. I mean, they're making it through, and I know that they will, but we just kind of purposed in our heart, we didn't want to go that route.
And we had people begging us to expand. You know, we had people approach us about
numerous locations, and it just never.
I mean, of course, it's in the moment, it sounds amazing. Like, yeah, grow this thing.
We've had people that, I hate to say it, but have literally said, I got the bankroll in my pocket. Let's do it. You know, and I'm just.
But
like,
we always thought, you know, a special part of what we did was us. And so I was front of house. We were always chatting with our customers. I mean, we were kind of, you know, the family was the face of the restaurant. It was a mom and pop, you know. Yeah. You saw the family there every day. And so, you know, we just thought, if we had another location, you're going to have to be at one, and I'm going to have to be at the other. So, I mean, our dynamic just is killed, even just with two locations. So it just never felt right, you know.
Yeah.
So we just kept it like it was and made it what we thought the best it could be. I mean, not that we didn't have dreams of expansion, but we just kind of, you know, stayed zoned in with mm-hmm. what we had and made that better instead of trying to do too much. So,
yeah,
you know,
like
and there may be
wide into mile deep kind of
yeah,
thing. Yeah.
And, you know, another restaurant owner might come in here and say, get investors early, sell it, go make, have 10 locations, mm-hmm. you know, but for us, that was what worked. So,
and if you're busting at the seams too, you know, I mean, that's always a good thing.
Right.
You know, you got people mm-hmm. begging you to expand.
Right.
And so obviously you're getting the cash roll, you know, the cash flow in there, mm-hmm. you know, with your customers and, you know, you being able to expand out of pocket is massive.
Because yeah.
that's
yeah.
not the story with a lot of people.
No, it's definitely not the story with a lot of people.
Especially not in Nashville. I mean,
right.
I was reading an article a couple months ago, I mean, just about the restaurateur turnover.
Right.
Yeah.
About just how many new restaurants are blowing into Nashville and lasting, you know, six
yeah.
to 8 months.
That's it.
Year and getting out the door on that.
And big money to get those places.
Big money,
yeah,
you know.
Big
I mean,
money.
Even if you rent like a pre-built out space, the rent in Nashville proper is
crazy.
Just through the roof, man. I don't
I mean, even
know
where
how
we
long
were,
it
was
it.
You know
it was getting
it was,
high, very
it was,
high.
It was up there.
Wow.
Way up there. So
if you own the building, if you own the land in the building, you're generally much better shape. We did not, so.
Yeah.
That was another reason why we chose not to sell the business, was because the business for us obviously was not the building, wasn't the land, but it was a brand and
yeah.
our name and who we are. So we're holding on to that for the time being because our kids are still young and you never know. One of them might pop up and say, hey, let's open another Crumb.
Cool.
And if they don't, great. But if they do, I want them to have access to that brand. It's still known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that, I guess the next thing I was going to ask is what's kind of next, you know? I mean, are you going to try to kind of continue to pursue the cooking shows or?
Yeah. I mean, our heart is and always has been. Interestingly enough, we want our own show.
Cool.
We love to be a part of, you know, anything that we're invited to do if it's within our, you know, timing and all of that. But we are currently starting to
put the feelers out.
We already are doing some filming for our own YouTube stuff. So
cool.
Hopefully by the end of the year, you'll see some stuff emerge. We just done some little teasers here and there on Facebook and Instagram. So we're really just trying to, you know, keep what we're doing in people's minds so that hopefully at the turn of the year, we'll be able to launch something.
And it still is in the food space, but it also mm-hmm. includes
okay.
a bit of travel. So
okay. It's a good thing you got a RV.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. It's a good thing we got an RV. In fact, that's kind of what it all centers around right now.
I think she'll always have her hands in some sort of food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
like somebody that can't sit still.
Right. And it's she loves doing it. I mean, still to this day. I mean, constantly cooking, constantly trying to come up with some, you know,
I love to
flavor.
Feed people. I love to
yeah.
teach people. I love to travel. And I love to experience new things, new tastes, new flavors. And so I'm looking forward to, I feel like I'm 46. He's 45. He's going to say that. So I said it first. He loves
she
to
robbed
tell people
the
I
cradle,
love the cradle.
Yes.
You're a cougar.
I'm such a cougar. We've been married 26 years mm-hmm. this year. And we enjoy each other. We enjoy being together. And so we're going to travel and have fun. And honestly, I think that's going to be one of the good things about us. You know, we're a good married couple who likes to have fun out there. Showing other married couples that you can still love each other after 26 years. It doesn't
yeah.
have to be all over when the kids leave, and that's when life begins, maybe.
Right, that's your
yeah.
second life.
Because that's where exactly. I feel like we're at right now. Life is, our second life has begun, or is, and you know, we're in process here.
I mean, we obviously knew, you know, going in, having kids early, that, wow, we're going to be this old when we are with, you know, empty nesters.
Yeah.
And so, you know, mid-40s is not that old. I mean, we've got a lot of life left to live. So yeah, I mean, we have as much fun as possible. We're, you know, now that we're out in this area, we've, you know, picked up a side by side and just take off and just go wherever we want and jump in the river and just
the dirt roads.
Yeah, I mean, you know, figuring out what kind of stuff we can get into.
Love it. I just never knew I was this much of a country girl. I mean, you can't see me right now, but I literally have on my rain boots and the whole bit. I'm just like, I'm fancy like.
Fancy like. Yeah.
I take redneck is what you
yeah.
mean.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
any first stops? So you say you're having fun and want to travel. I mean, you have any next destinations in mind that y'all want to pull it to?
Well, our episode that we have been filming is we partnered with Horseshoe Bend Winery.
Cool.
And highlighted them. So it's going to be basically highlighting local businesses and then that one business, what surrounds them and in that area. So we hit some other spots in Centerville and, you know, just visited, you know, all these people. And so that one was fun. That's the one that we're working on now.
We get to know them. We have, you know, what they're growing on their farm. We cook with it. We have a big, Sunday supper and feed them and their friends and just have a good old time. So it really, the whole thing just kind of centers around showing off the community. And then at the end, let's have some fellowship.
Let's get around the table.
A meal together around the table and get to know one another. Yeah.
So we've got a list of places that, you know, little small spots that we want to hop to, you know, quite a bit in Tennessee, but, you know, also the surrounding states, and then, you know, see what happens, venture outside of that. And of course we'd love to go far, far and wide, but, which we do with her other side hustle, but, as far as the show goes, it'll probably be more, you know,
locally based southeast kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's so what a neat idea for a show too.
We're having fun with it so far.
And you know, that's kind of the direction we're going, but you never know what it could evolve into.
Thanks again to Sassy Pop Boutique for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking for the right fit and style for this upcoming season, feel free to reach out to their fashion professionals on their socials at Sassy Pop Boutique on Facebook and Sassy Pop Boutique Dixon on Instagram, or head on over to their website at sassypopboutique.com for 24-hour shopping and nationwide shipping. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.